This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. As the death toll in Gaza nears 40,000, ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel are due to resume on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
International mediators are holding a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in an effort to stop the ever-rising Palestinian death toll in Gaza and to secure the release of hostages held captive in Gaza. The US, Qatar and Egypt are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Qatar. Hamas has not said whether it will participate in the talks, as it says Israel has added new demands to a proposal that had US and international support. A ceasefire in Gaza would likely calm tensions across the region following an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon that killed a top Hezbollah commander and the killing of Hamas's top political leader in an explosion in Iran's capital. I'm Karen Chemas.
Families of Israeli hostages and other demonstrators protested outside the headquarters of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party in Tel Aviv on Thursday, calling for an immediate deal as Israel-Gaza ceasefire talks were due to resume in Qatar later in the day. Zahiro Shahar Moore had multiple family members taken hostage and some remain in captivity.
We need another hostage deal. Hostages get released via a hostage deal and not while fire is ensuing. We need a ceasefire to get them all back. We cannot trust the Israeli government anymore. It has been torpedoing any effort to get a deal for the past 10 months.
The protesters held pictures of deceased hostages whose bodies are being held by Hamas in Gaza, calling on the government to secure a deal before it's too late for those that are still alive. Go to voanews.com for news 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Thousands of women marched across India overnight on Wednesday as anger escalated over the rape and murder of a doctor in the eastern part of the country. Protests took place in cities such as Calcutta, where the 31-year-old doctor was found dead last Friday. Police said she had been raped and murdered, and a police volunteer was subsequently arrested in connection with the crime.
What has Calcutta police not done? In this case, they have done everything. Everything under my command. My men have worked day and night to detect this case, to collect evidences. They have collected the best of evidences. The main accused has been arrested. We have tried to satisfy the family.
That was Calcutta Police Commissioner Vineet Goyal expressing his frustration at what he calls a media campaign meant to smear the police force. Clashes broke out in the city between protesters and security personnel in the early hours of Thursday. Democrats trust Vice President Kamala Harris slightly more than President Joe Biden on climate change, a poll by the Associated Press finds. Correspondent Donna Water has more.
85% of Democrats who answered the poll by the Associated Press and the North Center for Public Affairs Research say they have a lot or some trust in Harris to address climate change, while about 75% said the same about Biden. About 90% of Democrats say that climate change is happening, and most say the primary cause is human activities. About 80% of Democrats say the federal government is doing too little to reduce climate change, compared to 60% of independents and 30% of Republicans. Donna Water, Washington.
The president of Columbia University announced her resignation from the prestigious school on Wednesday. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has the story.
In her statement, she acknowledged the protests that roiled the campus this year, along with others worldwide, factored into her decision. Shafiq was named president of the university last year and was the first woman to take on the role, and she was one of several women newly appointed to take the reins at Ivy League institutions. She had previously led the London School of Economics and before that worked at the World Bank, where she rose through the ranks to become the bank's youngest ever vice president. Shafiq said in her letter that she'll return to the United Kingdom to lead an effort by the Foreign Secretary's office reviewing the government's approach to international development and how to improve capability. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck off Taiwan's northeastern shore on Thursday, the island's Central Weather Administration said, with no immediate reports of damage. The quake shook buildings in the capital, Taipei, and had a depth of 9 kilometers. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.